There's no question that many of the rational in this audience have been shocked and possibly deeply concerned about the actions of our fellow citizens taken in panic. No doubt you've made comments and jokes about it, such as if you really need 120 rolls of toilet paper for 2 weeks at home, you should already be under direct medical care, and it's amazing you're not already dead from dehydration and malnourishment. The misconceptions about what's going on with the new coronavirus strain are abundant and shockingly bad. Take, for example, this serious post at Nextdoor.com from someone in the Clap Park neighborhood in Lubbock. No water? Went to Walmart for water and all the shelves are empty. They said they had a truckload of water this morning. I may have to start boiling water for drinking. There was no boil water notice in place. This person clearly believes that our municipal water supply is not safe to drink. Where did this come from? It's about as odd as the toilet paper hoarding for a virus that's upper respiratory as opposed to gastrointestinal. With all the information available, why do so many misconceptions exist? While we watch power-hungry officials at various levels and places use the great virus panic to suppress rights such as the right to assemble and ban the sale of guns like the mayor of Champaign, Illinois did Friday, and embellish their power by closing restaurants and further destroying the economy, we should not let panic cause us to take our eye off the legitimacy and prudence of the actions of local elected officials. My years of experience has proven to me that many of them, despite lofty titles or paychecks, aren't much brighter than the woman who thinks we need to boil city water because of the virus panic. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.